This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, get the lowest price at EdenPure.com with code word GRACEDEAL. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Happy Tuesday. We're just rolling along here. We have a lot to get to. And we have a very exciting show today. Stephen Miller from Spectator US is going to be with us in the 1 o'clock hour. I'm so pumped about this. Anyone who listens to the show knows I'm a Twitter fanatic. And this guy is really, he's the Michael Jordan of Twitter. If I'm the Michael Jordan of radio, which by the way, Jared, I get a lot of flack for that from everyone off the air. I mean, relatives, friends, they're like, where do you get off saying you're the Michael Jordan? I'm like, it's a joke.
We didn't say it. That magazine we didn't make up said it.
Exactly. So yeah, we'll have Stephen Miller in the 1 o'clock hour. Very excited about that. But when I got off the air yesterday, there was an update on the Maxine Waters story, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm going to break this down for you right now. This story made me belly laugh. All right, so let's go back to the beginning. It's always a good place to start. Maxine Waters, the representative from California, who has spent her entire political career kind of benefiting off of tragedies, politicizing them, and stirring up violence. Well, she took to the streets and she went to Minnesota. She got a police escort to Minnesota for the Dante Wright protests. Now, we should go all the way back here and talk a little bit about Dante Wright, because I know there's a lot of stories out there right now and they do get kind of confusing. Dante Wright was a 20-year-old black man. He was killed by Kim Potter, who was a police officer. She thought she was pulling out her taser. She actually pulled out her gun. So there have been protests, riots, looting in Minnesota. We're going on, I believe, night 7 or night 8. And so naturally, Maxine Waters sees that there's complete destruction happening. Storefronts being shattered, fast food places being broken into, set on fire, all that stuff. And she thinks, I got to get myself down there. I got to get myself there, and I'll put on my cheetah mask and my plastic face shield, and I'll get myself in front of a camera. And she's not alone. Reverend Al Sharpton also feels like, you know what? I need to be there. I need to be there and show my solidarity with the protesters. I will hop on a private plane and get myself to Minnesota. Actually, Jared, does he have a reason why he had to take a private plane? Was it the only choice for someone like him, perhaps?
I believe it was. He's one of the important, beautiful people.
Yes. So like John Kerry, Al Sharpton has no choice.
And it's the only choice for somebody like me.
I'm sure it is, Reverend. And so they're both there. The video is of Maxine Waters. She decides she's going to get in front of the cameras, and she's going to tell them what she thinks, not of the Dante Wright situation, although I'm sure that did come up. But what she was quoted on was when she was talking about the Derek Chauvin trials. Now, that situation, Derek Chauvin was the cop who had his knee on George Floyd's neck in the video that went viral. Maxine Waters says, we're going to play some of these cuts because this is the important part of the story. This is what she said. And then yesterday we had an update on it. So let's first play cut 26.
I know that the right wing, the racists are opposed to it. And I don't know what's going to happen to it. But I know this, we've got to stay in the street. And we've got to demand justice.
As a black man, despite all of the efforts, I feel like nothing changes. And George Floyd is waking so many people up. yet nothing has happened. Just despite the rhetoric, like what needs to happen that's different this year than all the years before?
We're looking for a guilty verdict. We're looking for a guilty verdict, and we're looking to see if all of the talk that took place and has been taking place after they saw what happened to George Floyd, if nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that is say guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we cannot go away.
And not just manslaughter, right? I mean...
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No, no, no. This is guilty. Murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congressman, what happens if we do not get what you just told? What should the people do? What should protesters on the street do?
I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
There's a couple of elements to this that blow my mind. One is that how easily she is just, it's like a wind-up toy. Like, she just goes. You're that reporter. I don't blame the guy. I have a microphone in front of her face. I know she's going to say wacky stuff that's going to get me on the news. And she goes right for it. So that part of it is kind of funny to me. But then the other part, she not only says they have to get more confrontational, you know, that's, of course, violent rhetoric, but we only care about that if it's Donald Trump, but that she says they want a verdict of guilty, guilty, guilty. I always thought it was either guilty or not guilty, but apparently you can have guilty, guilty, guilty. Now, all this happens yesterday. You know, Kevin McCarthy and other Republicans do what they always do. They say, oh, we're horrified. And I'm not making fun of them, but it just gets kind of, you know, they pretend, oh, we're so offended by this. And, you know, they don't actually do anything. They maybe censure them or send a, like Jared said, send a strongly worded letter, but nothing ever really comes of it. But something crazy happened. This was brought up by Derek Chauvin's lawyer, because right now the jury is in deliberations, and the judge, I believe his name is Judge Nelson, he thinks that what Maxine Waters said could actually lead to a mistrial and just having the whole thing overturned. Do we have that sound, Jared? Let's play that.
I'm aware that Congresswoman Waters was talking specifically about this trial and about the unacceptability of anything less than a murder conviction and talk about being confrontational, but you can submit the press articles about that. This goes back to what I've been saying from the beginning. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law and to the judicial branch and our function. I think if they want to give their opinions, they should do so in a respectful and in a manner that is consistent with their oath to the Constitution to respect a co-equal branch of government. Their failure to do so, I think, is abhorrent, but I don't think it has prejudiced us with additional material that would prejudice this jury. They have been told not to watch the news. I trust they are following those instructions and that there is not in any way a prejudice to the defendant beyond the articles that we're talking specifically about the facts of this case. A congresswoman's opinion really doesn't matter a whole lot.
Amen to that. Doesn't matter to me at all. But I love this because it was just last week that Maxine Waters said to Jim Jordan, shut your mouth. You know, she might want to take some of her own advice, Jared. Things might be going a little bit better for Maxine if she just stayed silent on this. But she can't help herself. And now she might be the reason this whole thing comes undone. But the part of it that cracks me up is that there's, you know, inside sources saying, oh, no, Democrats really want to censure her, too. Democrats really don't like what she said. I'm supposed to believe that Maxine Waters' party is going to criticize her when the mainstream media, when the press in America is too afraid to criticize her. I don't buy that. Yamiche Alcindor. Now, keep in mind, Yamiche Alcindor, I believe she's PBS. She's the same woman who, way back when, gave President Biden that beautiful question where she said, you know, people think you're such a moral and decent man, and that's why we have an overflow of migrants at the border. Tell us how handsome you are, Mr. President. Go. Now, when it was Trump who asked for peaceful protests, Yamiche and all of her friends in the mainstream media were horrified. They basically accused him of murder. You know, there was nothing that they wouldn't say. Joe Scarborough, they were all disgusted with this. It was unacceptable. It could not stand. And this is Yamiche yesterday. Eric Nelson, that's the judge, is now using Representative Maxine Waters, saying that protesters should get more active and more confrontational if Derek Chauvin isn't convicted, as a reason for a mistrial to be declared. He's claiming she threatened violence. Fact check, Waters did not threaten violence. These fact checks are about as reliable as Dr. Fauci. These fact checks are so watered down. If that's not threatening violence, telling people to get more confrontational when they're already burning down buildings, I don't really know what is. And I just have to say here, too, and I'll get to this on the other side. We have the phone lines open for you, 844-500-4242. We really do have so much to get to. But I also want to talk about the crazy level of misunderstanding of our criminal justice system and of the rights people have. Like people lately in America, if they don't like someone, if they think someone's bad, let's say Donald Trump, they don't think that that person should have lawyers. They start threatening the lawyers. If you're a witness in a trial, they start putting bloodied pig's heads on your old house, not even that house you own now, an old house of yours. It's this vigilante mentality that I don't understand. Do people get that? Everybody gets a lawyer in this country. It's wacky. We'll get back to this on the other side. It's true what they say at Perfect Smiles. Change your smile, change your life. I saw the change with Howie and with the mailroom manager. Many people walk around not smiling because they aren't happy with their teeth. That is no way to live. You want to smile big, smile bright, and feel good about your smile every single day. It's really amazing to watch the testimonial videos at PerfectSmiles.com. Talk about incredible transformations. You can actually watch Howie's there. You can watch the mailroom managers. And you will really be amazed at how much their smiles change, but how much people's confidence changes as well. Dr. Houghton really is an artist. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is free and the staff is warm and welcoming. If you've been wanting to upgrade your look for years, contact them today and look at their video testimonials. Go to PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. 844-500-4242. What do you think of Maxine Waters? Is she going to get in trouble or is this just going to boost her profile even more? We'll be back on the other side. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Well, I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. But what?
And if it wasn't Congresswoman Maxine Waters who did it, Joe Biden, the mayor of Minneapolis, all of these people are weighing in with the most anti-justice system comments I've ever heard. And I'm not even, you don't have to be a constitutional expert to understand some of these basics that they don't get. Joe Biden just said that he's praying for the right verdict. He called George Floyd's brother yesterday to talk about this. It's like they want this to be overturned. If you're the president of the United States and there's a jury deliberating on a verdict, you don't say you pray it's the right verdict. You hope, you know, Amber Athey just said this. She said, you all you say is you hope that they come to their, whatever their verdict is. You don't, I can't even fathom how he got to this place. And there's so many examples of this. You have, like I said before, with there was a witness in this trial, and the witness, he used to live in California, and he was basically saying that this was an accidental death. And whatever he was saying, the George Floyd protesters did not like it. So they brought some, you know, fake blood or a pig's head. Let me get the actual story here. To his old house, not even his current house, his old house in California, and vandalized it. It says, vandals target former home of Derek Chauvin expert witness Barry Brode with severed pig's head. And so what he claimed was the police were justified in pinning George Floyd while handcuffed. And so a group of vandals struck at around 3 a.m. on Saturday, wiping animal blood on the front door and garage of the residence in Santa Rosa, California. And then we have, the list goes on here. Derek Chauvin's case is now with the jury for deliberations. Jurors 96 and 118 were dismissed as alternates. Here are the bios for all of them. This is from the Star Tribune. You know, helping as much as they can to get these people doxxed. The Sixth Amendment guarantees the rights of criminal defendants, including the right to a public trial without unnecessary delay, the right to a lawyer. I know that disgusts the people on the left. It's okay if Sarnaev has a lawyer, but other people can't. The right to an impartial jury, which Maxine Waters, Joe Biden, the mayor of Minneapolis, are trying their hardest to make sure that that doesn't happen. And the right to know who your accusers are and the nature of the charges and evidence against you. They are systematically trying to destroy every single part of the Sixth Amendment. Listen to this cut of the president of the United States, Joe Biden.
Both brothers, as a matter of fact. I can only imagine the pressure and anxiety they're feeling. I waited till the jury was sequestered and I called. And as I wasn't going to say anything about it, but Thelonious said today on television, and they accurately said it was a private conversation because Joe understands what it's like to go through loss. And they're a good family, and they're calling for peace and tranquility, no matter what that verdict is. I'm praying the verdict is the right verdict, which is, I think it's overwhelming in my view. I wouldn't say that unless the jury was sequestered now and not hear me say that. But so we just talked to them. I want to know how they were doing.
That's pretty unbelievable that he admits that. Oh, they're sequestered now, so I'm going to say this. You shouldn't be saying that, period. You buffoon. It's wacky to me. I mean, what do these people want? They want Yamiche Alcindor to sit up where the judge is supposed to be and just bang a gavel and look at you and say, show me your old tweets. Throw them away. Throw away the key. This is a banana republic, and they don't seem to care. Anne, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Anne.
Thank you.
Anne, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Grace. This is Anne calling from Maine. Whatever happened to the expression innocent until proven guilty? The president hasn't used it. Tucker hasn't used it. You didn't use it today. Where is it gone?
Innocent until proven guilty is the way that we run things in this country. But I think that started to change. I mean, Trump changed a lot. He broke a lot of people. And I think that when Bob Mueller came out and said, you know, I can't say he's guilty, but I can't exonerate him. That was one of the beginning moments of, ooh, this is not going well, because that's not how anything works in this country. And you're seeing that right now. I mean, I am not a fan of Derek Chauvin. I think he is a jerk. I watched the video. I think it's horrible. But that's not how we run things in this country. You know, Chelsea Handler doesn't get to say, we have a video of it. Why does he need a trial? People don't understand, you know, basic concepts of the criminal justice system. And it's kind of alarming. And we also saw this a little bit with Trump when he was hiring lawyers and people started threatening and doxing them. We'll take more of your calls on the other side. I see you guys waiting. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Regardless of the outcome of this trial, regardless of the decision made by the jury, there is one true reality, which is that George Floyd was killed at the hands of police.
That was the mayor of Minneapolis adding to the chaos that is this trial. This judge must just be going, what is happening? Why aren't they listening to my advice? And I think most people would love nothing more than for this guy to get some jail time. I think that's kind of across the board. I think Republicans, I mean, I don't think he should get off scot-free. Lord knows, I do not think that. I watched that video. It disgusts me. But we have protocol. We have things we do in this country that separate us from a banana republic. And the Democrats only seem to like that if it's going after Donald Trump. They don't seem to like the rule of law when it's going after people that they think should just be thrown in jail without any sort of due process. Due process is key. Today's poll question is brought to you by Nauset Disposal, affordable rubbish and recycling from Duxbury to Provincetown. Go to NausetDisposal.com. That's N-A-U-S-E-T. That's NausetDisposal.com. Jared Diglio, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think any Democrat will actually censure Maxine Waters?
No, I do not.
97% of the audience says no, of course not.
Yeah, no. The Democrats stick together. I give them that. Stephanie, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Oh, hey, Grace.
Hey, what's up?
I wanted to get back to what you said earlier about Maxine Waters and also the Chelsea Handler comment. I think, you know, what you're really talking about is process, because in our country, we have process. Of course, Derek Chauvin deserves a trial. That is the process on which our government runs. But the woman who called from Maine and said, you know, innocent until proven guilty, that was not in a time of video. So we have a video and he's guilty. Does that mean that he doesn't deserve a process? No. Everyone has, you know, we hope to follow the process, because that is what keeps us, as you've said, from being a banana republic. But when Jim Jordan was speaking, he totally disregarded the process. He interrupted everyone. He didn't give anyone else a chance to talk. He was talking over his time limit, and he wouldn't stop. So, you know, Maxine makes this comment, and then it's totally taken out of context. He needed to stop talking.
So, you actually think that was a good thing for her to say? Do you think if she had interrupted, which, Stephanie, I'm sure you've seen some Democrats go over their talking limit as well. Do you think if he had said to Maxine Waters, shut your mouth, that would have gone over as well?
You know, I think that it's a bigger global issue. And, you know, Maxine is a woman and she is Black. And I think that she is tired of being told to be quiet. I think that
she should get different treatment because she's a woman and she's Black. See, that's where I think we disagree. And Stephanie, I appreciate you calling in and I respect your opinion, but I disagree with that. I don't think anyone should tell anyone else to shut your mouth and then get away with it because of their race or their gender. And I also don't think I can understand how people see a video and go, he's guilty. But the truth is, that's why they bring in these experts to say, is that why he died? And there are kind of conflicting reports. Again, I am not saying that I want this guy to get off without any sort of jail time or be, you know, but that it doesn't matter. You don't get to say, oh, I watched a video on Twitter, so I know someone's guilty. That's not how it works either. I do appreciate the call. But, you know, and I don't really go for that. Maxine Waters is Black and she's a woman, so she's been told to shut up and she's tired of that. So she's telling other people to shut their mouths, but I'm supposed to give her a pass on that because she's tired. I've heard Maxine Waters say whatever she wants. The whole reason we're having this entire conversation is because Maxine Waters is not afraid to speak her mind to the detriment of this trial, obviously. So I don't really buy that. that she's been stifled her whole life and that she hasn't been able to speak her mind. She doesn't seem to have any issue speaking up when she wants to. And good for her. But don't start telling me that it's okay for her to be rude to Jim Jordan because she's black and she's a woman. Because if I looked at Jared and told him to shut his mouth, I wouldn't expect him to go, oh, that's okay. Because my, you know, I'm the producer and I'm a white man and Grace is a woman, so she can treat me badly. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. And I'm not going to say it's reverse racism or whatever people have been calling in about. It's just, it's not right. We can all treat each other with decency. You don't get a pass because you're a part of a minority group and you can talk to people however you want. John, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Grace, what you listen to what I was going to say? You just rattled off three of the main points.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Did I step on your toes? I'm sorry, John.
Yeah, but I got one about Derek Chauvin nailing on the Floyd's neck, Mr. Floyd. To think that the police officer did that on purpose, killed him on purpose, so you got to not have much of a mind to believe that, because there were people standing around with cameras and everything, and he wouldn't know. He wants to go to jail for the rest of his life. I don't think he intentionally tried murdering Floyd. So, like you said, he might do some jail time and involuntary manslaughter,
I think, is probably the most logical thing they could get him on. And John, this is something that I want to say, is that I think what he did, that video, is despicable, and it's infuriating. And it's not just infuriating for all of the regular reasons that he just seems like a horrible, evil person, but it's also infuriating for cops, because this cop gave them all such a bad name, and there was no group of people who were faster to condemn this guy than police officers, because he's a bad cop, and he should be punished for being a bad cop if that's what the jury comes out with. But I agree with you. There's more to it than just saying he's evil, so he's going to get a guilty verdict. There's just more that goes into it than that. I appreciate the call, John. Lou, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, how you doing, Grace? Look, let me preface this with this, is that a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, it was all Trump supporters who were all bad, right, because of January 6th.
Right.
Now we found out that due to the lie of the media that Officer Sicknick did not die from being bludgeoned by a fire extinguisher. This is my mind. A fire extinguisher. I mean, these kind of narratives are running through the country all the time, and they're trying to replace real investigation and due process. And that's why Maxine Waters did yesterday. She's trying to replace due process with mob rule. And that's why she calls for only a murder verdict. Remember, she said only a murder verdict will do. Well, that's intimidating the jury. And whether they weren't sequestered, for one thing, and whether they're watching TV or not is another thing, too. Their families could call up and say, look, these people got blood poured on their houses. They get attacked. They get, attacked all the time. Their families get attacked and threatened. That's what the jury could hear when they hear somebody from another branch of government coming in and trying to intimidate the legal process in the judicial branch. And it's not like it's anybody, not like some state representative. She's a congresswoman with a lot of clout, and she's getting them up to, like, exactly what you were saying before. They were already damaging all kinds of property and harming people and destroying things, and they're going to have to ramp it up because of Maxine Waters. And is this what we're going to have in this country? We're going to have mob rule backed by corporations and a media that just comes out with lies and stories that are phony. Like, just like you brought out last week, you brought out another phony story. That whole thing with the Russian bit with the
Russian bounties,
people to kill America. This is coming out all the time. And then we're going to come to avert. We cannot have mob rule in this country. We cannot destroy the system of government we have in this country.
I totally agree. And I think you just said so many things that I've been wanting to bring up. One is the Brian Sicknick situation, which we were told for months, really, that he was killed by a fire extinguisher. Brian Sicknick was one of the Capitol police officers at the January 6th riot and insurrection. And let's just take a listen back here, Lou, to some of these cuts. Let's do the supercut, cut 29.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the hours-long attack.
They beat a Capitol Police officer to death with a fire extinguisher.
Officer Brian Sicknick died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher during the fight.
He died at the age of 42 after he was bludgeoned with a fire extinguisher.
And it's not true. He suffered two strokes and died of natural causes the day after the riot. But again, to Lou's point, people aren't going to hear that now. You know, the updates, the corrections, people run with the real story. And I also want to say, as far as the jury's concerned, you know, in this country, we seem to have, especially with young people, it's like this tunnel vision of this one case. I don't like Derek Chauvin, so I want it to go this way for this one case. But all I think about when I see this jury intimidation and this mob rule is, okay, so what if someday, you know, your husband or your friend or your brother gets put on trial for something and they can't get a jury together of his peers or her peers, whoever it is, because the country has ruined that part of our justice system. Who in America right now would want to be one of these jurors? Who? You'd have to be out of your mind to want to be one of them. And that is going to affect our justice system forever. If people start not wanting to be jurors because they're afraid that they're going to get beat up or get a pig's head thrown on their front porch, they're not going to do it anymore. And everyone should be worried about that because we all should care. There's a reason we have these rules in place, and it cannot turn into a banana republic. And I think Lou just brought up so many great points. I'll play some more of that supercut on the other side. The Brian Sicknick story is one of the fake news stories that gained a lot of steam and will get very little play now that it turned out to be completely bogus. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up. It's been very nice this week. It's getting warmer and warmer, and that means you want to open your doors and windows, but that also means that pollen gets into your house. Right, Jared?
Yes, and you get the scratchy throat, the runny nose, your ears, everything just feels terrible. Your eyes start to water, but the Eden Pure Thunderstorm takes care of that in my house. I don't have to worry about any of that because the air is actually ionized. That's what happens. It's like a thunderstorm. After a thunderstorm, the air is clean. That's why they call it the thunderstorm. It ionizes the air. It gets rid of the allergens. It gets rid of any pollutants, any odors, some viruses. So you're breathing clean air, which is essential if you have seasonal allergies.
Yeah, and it also removes pet smells, unwanted odors, kitchen smells, musty basement smells, whatever it is, you need the thunderstorm. And right now, you can get it at its lowest price. Just use code word GRACE, and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, code word GRACE. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I appreciate all the calls already today. Even the people who disagree, that's what we love the most. 844-500-4242. We'll take more on the other side. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Here comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
I'm praying the verdict is the right verdict, which is, I think it's overwhelming in my view. I wouldn't say that unless the jury was sequestered now.
Glenn Kessler wrote, how about waiting till the verdict is in and then maybe commenting? And a lot of people are pointing out, you know, why is the press asking him about this? But here's the real kicker. They didn't. He's a marvel. He just decides, you know what? You know the old, I think it was Mark Twain who said, better to stay silent and be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Joe Biden has the opposite idea. He's like, you know what? Best I open my mouth and make sure everyone knows that the country's being run by a complete fool than keep my mouth shut and maybe get out of this press conference without a headline. It's a beautiful thing. It's really wild what we have going on. We will go through more of the sound, but first I want to take Michael. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Michael.
Grace, what a breath of fresh air listening to you, that somebody so well-tuned to the political environment and the responses you have are just wonderful.
Thank you, Michael, for enjoying the show. Keep going.
One quick thing before I get to my point, then I'll get off the air. I wish somebody would go after Pelosi. She bears responsibility for what happened at the Capitol. Trump is not in charge of protecting the Capitol. Okay, I'll put that aside. This is going to seem bland and probably with all the stuff going on, you're probably going to consider it boring, but I've noticed this, and it bugs me real bad, is if you're at a party or if you're talking to somebody, if you question the last election, depending on who you're talking to, they'll consider you a fool or inhuman or cognitively impaired. And I've never seen it. They have to be leftists. I wondered if you've noticed that, or I don't think there's enough pushback on that.
Well, I think it's still a really big concern for a lot of people, is election integrity. I think a lot of people have accepted the fact that Joe Biden is the president of the United States, but that doesn't mean they feel good going into 2022. People's faith in their elections is shaken right now, and that's a really bad thing. What's interesting, Michael, is I just actually saw a clip of Stacey Abrams, and she was talking about the 2018 election, and she still won't concede that. You know, she's still in her mind Governor Stacey Abrams, but it doesn't matter because she's a Democrat, and they can get away with anything. And it kind of brings me to the point about what Maxine Waters said, because there's going to be this whole conversation about whether or not she incited violence and her rhetoric was dangerous. And I don't think it's a good thing for her to be out there, but I think it's more problematic for the fact that there's jurors who are trying to deliberate and she could be interfering with this trial. As far as when people try to pin words to actions, I don't know why I hate that. I hated it when it was Trump and he said march peacefully and patriotically. And people said, he incited violence. Nobody made those nutcases storm the Capitol. They decided to do it. Okay? If you really think everyone is this feeble-minded that someone telling them something is going to really make them do it, I just don't buy that. I think you can blame people for their actions without having to pin it on a party or a political leader. But the difference with Maxine Waters is there's a trial going on. And she's basically threatening the jurors. If they don't give her a verdict of not just guilty, but of guilty, 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 then she's not going to be happy. And I think that that's where we have a real, real issue. When we get back on the other side, we're going to move on from this a little bit. I want to talk about a couple different things. I want to talk about Diversity University. I want to talk about this really crazy story about North Face that I think people will enjoy. But we also have Stephen Miller from Spectator coming up, and he's going to talk to us about Dr. Fauci and the perpetual pandemic. Because what's becoming increasingly clear is that the only people who are spreading vaccine doubts at this point are the experts. They get on TV every day and they tell people that just because you got the vaccine doesn't mean you can take your mask off. And Stephen Miller has a great piece where he kind of goes into, well, are you talking to us as an expert or are you just a hypochondriac nutcase who's never going to get on a plane again? Because some of us don't care about living in a culture of safety. We just want to live in America again. We'll be back and we'll take more of your calls, 844-500-4242. My name is Grace Curley and this is The Grace Curley Show.